John's, J-O-H-N-S, John, J-O-H-N, last name, J-O-H-N-S, first name, J-O-H-N, 626-66, 626-66, today's 316-22, chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, fever, number three, sinus, headache, number four, feeling drowsy, number five, dizziness, number six. Population is a 55-year-old gentleman, suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of diabetes, currently not taking any medication for diabetes, comes in today with flu-like symptoms along with dizziness and tachycardia. Blood pressure is definitely out of control. He says when he saw his cardiologist last week, his blood pressure was normal, period. Immunization, doesn't believe in immunization regarding COVID, doesn't want to be tested for COVID either, big letters. Medical problems, as above, medications, metoprolol, losartan, water pill, surgery, no recent surgery except for appendectomy in the past. Social, he has gone back and forth to, as far as smoking is concerned, he recently quit smoking using a nicotine patch. He does drink a couple of drinks of whiskey at nighttime. Family history, hypertension, breast cancer in mom, no colon cancer reported. Period. Review of system, cough, congestion, fever, sinus, headache, muscle pain, leg pain, arm pain, shortness of breath with activity, symptoms of sputum production, has had a history of pneumonia in the past, palpitation, dizziness, and muscle spasm along with symptoms of BPH. 241 pounds. He says he's lost about 10 pounds because he's been trying to lose weight. 95%, 98.2, 16, 106, 160 over 100. Again, blood pressure last week was within normal limits at his cardiologist's office. Heart positive, one positive to lungs. Kind of bronchi, decreased breath sounds on both bases, left greater than right. Neck shows anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema, cardiomyocyanosis, neurological non-focal. Chest x-ray shows what looks like a retrograde pneumonia, left side, well seen on the lateral x-ray. Let's see. As far as abdominal pain is concerned, he does have fatty liver. His gallbladder is present. A non-calculus, non-tender, his kidneys are normal, his spleen is normal, his prostate is enlarged at 20 to 22 grams. His lower extremity shows no evidence of peripheral vascular disease or DVT, though redness or heat or swelling noted on exam. Next number, BPH noted. The next number, there's carotid calcification, but no hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number. Anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy noted on the sonogram of his neck. Next number, thyroid appears to be within normal limits. Next number, kidneys do not show evidence of hydronephrosis and or agenesis related to renal vascular hypertension. Next number, lymphadenopathy as above. Next number. Tachycardia noted because of his current condition and pneumonia. Next number, patient refused COVID testing. Next number, flu test was negative. Next number, he was going to call me tomorrow. Next number, regarding his condition. Next number, Rocephin a gram now. Next number, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Finnegan DM at home. Next number, if he gets worse tonight, he will go to the emergency room, by the way, he promises. And he will check with us in the morning. Thank you.